Now, are you happy at work? Does your employer care if you're happy at work? Has that changed since the pandemic? Well, according to a survey of over 1,500 businesses, more people are missing from work because of their mental health. Most employers say they have a responsibility to help, but most aren't paying to help. Dr. Jane Burke is Senior Lecturer in Economics at Cork University Business School and lead author of this report. Dr. Burke, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning. Not at all.
Tell us more about who you talked to and what you found.
Okay, so we spoke to 1,500 Irish employers with 10 or more employees. This was across all sectors and regions in Ireland. We conducted the survey between September and December 2022. And the focus was on health and wellbeing promotion in Irish workplaces, as well as asking questions about absenteeism for physical and mental health reasons, presenteeism, and then the impact of these on business performance.
So what did the report tell you about where looking after their workers' mental health came in employers' priorities?
So when we spoke to employers, 76% of them recognised that they have responsibilities towards employees' mental health. But when we looked at what they were investing in, we found that 80% of employers do not have a dedicated budget for mental health and well-being. So this would suggest a disparity in employers' recognition of their responsibilities to workplace mental health and then their investment in workplace mental health and well-being.
And when you say investment, what do you mean?
So we see that employers are more likely to implement mental health and well-being initiatives that do not involve a financial outlay. So, for instance, one in three employers have a mental health and well-being lead at senior level or at board level. One in 10 have employee mental health champions. Just over one in five have a mental health plan. But when it comes to the budget, then we see that employers are not prioritising investing in mental health.
But how do you know if it pays for an employer to spend money on looking after its workers' mental health?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there's a lot of international evidence on this. And there's a lot of disparity, I suppose, in the results. But what we do see in general on balance is that when employers invest in mental health and well-being, they see increased staff morale, satisfaction and motivation. They also see benefits like reduced absenteeism, presenteeism, work performance, productivity, and also improved employee engagement and improved recruitment and or retention of employees.
When you say presenteeism, this is people who are going to work when they shouldn't. What does this study tell you
exactly
about that?
So presenteeism is when people go to work when they're feeling unwell. And we see that that's occurring in Ireland to a greater extent than it is in the companies that we surveyed in England as well. So this points to, I suppose, people going to work rather than perhaps accepting, you know, not getting paid that day. Or it also might point to pressures or culture that employees feel in terms of going to work.
Dr. Jane Burke, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Dr. Burke is Senior Lecturer in Economics at Cork University Business School.